We move now to Iran, and a widely anticipated deadline on the question of Iran's nuclear program has come and gone. Hopes for a deal between the U.S. and Western leaders and Iran's leadership are not expected to be helped by a reported seven-month delay. Any talk that a historic and fundamental break in the relationship between Iran and the West is nearby, that talk is all fading. President Obama has even said the two sides are still far apart. Thomas Erdbrink, Tehran bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, joins us. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
So, Thomas, have the negotiators dodged a deadline here, dodged a bullet, kicked the can down the road? How do you characterize this?
I'd say kick the can down the road. I mean, one thing is clear after 1 year of talking is that these two parties, Iran and the world powers, just haven't gotten that far just yet. And I think a lot of people will start doubting whether they can come to an agreement 6 months down the line. Now, that said, of course, a lot of things can happen in the coming 6 months. We can see, for instance, a third intifada in Israel, which will definitely harden Iran's positions. We could see a further rise of the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, which might cause a reach out by the Americans to the Iranians. So there are a lot of uncertainties in the upcoming months. But one thing is clear, in the past year, in these 12 months, in these several rounds of talks, they haven't really gotten that far.
And yet these uncertainties that you describe, many of them would, at least in theory, push the parties closer together. And there may even be a religious dimension to kind of dodging the whole question of whether Iran should ever get a nuclear weapon. Can you describe what's sort of coming out of the fog here a little bit?
Well, it's all really fresh, and it's very hard to me to judge here from Tehran what actually happened in Vienna and what was discussed over there. But I think one thing is very important, that there are groups in Iran and the United States who strongly oppose to any sort of agreement. Of course, in the United States, this might be the Republican Party. Some people in Congress have spoken out against certain parts of a possible deal. But in Iran, this is no different. There is a group of very determined hardliners who have been staging demonstrations and who will definitely be very, very pleased with this outcome today. They have been warning for what they call would be a bad deal, a deal in which they say Iran would surrender all their legitimate rights as a sovereign country. And they fear that President Rouhani and his negotiating team, led by Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, is actually selling out the country. Now, we can expect, unless there is a huge change either in the region or in Iran or in the United States, that these voices will grow in strength and it will be actually even harder to cut a deal.
So your view is that time is on the side of the hardliners in both the United States and in Iran.
Absolutely. I mean, there's elections coming up in the United States, and we'll probably witness a Republican victory over there. The same thing goes here. President Rouhani is now just over a year into his presidency. The fact that there has been no nuclear agreement within a year, even despite the many, many promises by President Rouhani that there would be such a deal, it weakens his position. And the Iranians naturally will be very afraid to sign a deal with President Obama, only to see a new president, maybe a Republican president, coming into office and canceling the deal. So as this process takes longer and longer, it is much more complicated to make a sort of Nixon in China moment, which is a sort of a reset of this poisonous relationship that Iran and America have sort of not been having. So, legacy deal, I'm not seeing it now. But again, I need to stress that I have not been in Vienna. I don't know what exactly has been discussed. And I'm only viewing this from a distance here in Tehran.
But it looks dubious to see an Obama in Tehran moment anytime between now and the end of his term, at least on the basis of what we're witnessing in Vienna. Thomas Erdbrink, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thomas Erdbrink is Tehran bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.